Now, on with the show.
This is Mouse World Radio. Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Voice. And it's this live show of WDW Today is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 126,000 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And it's Sunday, September 26, 2010, and it's the live show for WDW Today for September 2010. I'm Matt Hochberg from StudioCentral.com. Joining me on today's show is Len Testa, co-author of The Official Guide to Walt Disney World. Welcome, Len.
How's it going, Matt?
Outstanding. And also joining us on today's show is Mike Scopa, a senior future writer and blogger for AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
Hi, you're in for a real treat.
Oh no.
Carousel of Progress.
Right.
Thank you. Oh, dude, I don't get any props on that? Come on, that was
good
like
job.
Three words. Thanks.
Good job.
Jeez.
Props to Len.
Thank you.
We expect you to be like that, Len.
I'm serious. It's like being Tom Brady out here. Everyone expects you to win every time.
Also joining us on today's show is Mike Newell, the man who knows perfection of Mouse World Radio. Welcome to the show, Mike.
And I wasn't even going to bring up Tom Brady, but it's, you know, not my fault.
Well, on today's show, we're broadcasting live, and we're taking your phone calls. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. Call. Phone lines are open for you to be a part of the live show right now. And... yeah, actually, you know, surprise. I wonder if the...
What? Now that, did you pay the bill?
That's what I'm just checking right now to make sure we paid the bill, because I ain't got any calls.
Oh, my goodness. Did you pay the bill?
Talk amongst yourself. Len, tell us about your trip to Europe.
So I went to
only a 2-hour show. Come on.
No, really. I went to England for 2 weeks. I visited 5 non-Disney theme parks. So there were a couple of things I was really worried about in going to England, besides, you know, getting into the country thing. One was I wasn't renting a car on Bob's advice, so I was actually taking underground and train everywhere. So I started off in London. I went like 4 hours north to Alton Towers. Actually, and then I went northwest to Blackpool. The interesting thing of Blackpool was that I was so close to Scotland, there were actually guys on the train wearing kilts, and they weren't members of rock bands or trying to get ready for Halloween. That part was cool.
We got our phone number's fine, and people are calling you now. Just, oh, okay. I guess everyone's being respectful and waiting for the start.
Hey, I'm surprised.
So, we've got our first call of the evening. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Kathy. How are you?
Hey, Kathy.
Where are you calling from, Kathy?
I'm calling from upstate New York in Rotterdam.
Cool. What can we do for you tonight?
To be heading, I need some help. My husband and I planned on going to Walt Disney World. We're going to be staying at Port Orleans. We booked a room only for 8 days. We're going in January. Come to find out, my company that I work for is going to be having a conference in Orlando in December. So I have a couple questions about how to convert possibly to an annual pass.
Okay.
So I already bought a 7-day park hopper from Undercover Tourist. Thank you, Len. And I also have a give-a-day ticket. And I wanted to know how could I actually convert that into an annual pass.
Any of you guys want to talk about it? Converting a regular ticket into an annual pass?
It's a regular Magic Your Way ticket plus the Give a Day ticket into an annual pass, right? Two things into one.
Right. Can I do that? Can I take that? Plus, I also have an old ticket from 1994 that's kind of park hopper that we never used.
Really?
So would I be able to? Yes. Would I be able to take those to, like, the concierge desk and say, here, can I get an annual pass? Or do I actually have to go to the park to convert that over?
That's a great question. Good.
Go ahead, Lynn. I was going to say, Kathy, I am not sure about whether or not the give-a-day ticket can be used in that conversion. But as far as what you have, the others, the multi-day and what you have from 1994, you can take that to guest relations and have that applied towards the cost of a annual pass. I'm just not sure about the give-a-day, if that is one of those things you can do with that. I'm not sure, but I don't want to get your hopes up and say yes, okay. You know, because I'm not
That's
sure.
Fine. It's fine. And then I just have one other question. Because we booked a room only, we could not do the Disney dining plan. I know you guys don't really like it, but my husband's one of those who wants to have it paid in full ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
So if I do end up getting the annual pass, would I be able to now use the Disney dining plan, pay for it to get it?
Are you part of another package? I think you still have to get tickets though, right?
Yeah.
I think you have to get tickets if it's a of course, this would happen when Annette's the one that show Annette misses. If you're doing free dining, you need tickets for the room package.
Oh, right.
But I'm pretty sure if you're just getting a room, Kathy, you can add on the dining plan to the number of stays you're staying there. But I'm not 100. That was my understanding. Could be wrong.
Okay.
I'm gonna look that up.
I thought that on free dining you had to buy at least.
Yeah, you had to get a ticket.
Well, I know in free dining you've got to do the rack rate with, you know, everything. But we did the room and then
separately. No, you can. You can do it if you've got an annual pass. You can add.
Yeah, it's just an add-on.
Yeah, it's just an add-on. Yeah, you're fine.
That's perfect. Okay, cool. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day. You really enjoy the show.
Cool. Thanks.
Thanks,
Kathy.
You. Take care. Thanks,
Kathy. Bye bye.
407-278-5939. And boy, Newell, be careful what you wish for when you say no one's calling.
Medina?
No, not that bad.
Oh, ooh.
We're just getting calls, which is great. 407-278-5939. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is John from Nashville.
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, I was listening to the episode the other day of Magic Kingdom Dining, and Mike Newell had a good joke. I just wanted to make sure that he knew that I got it, and I thought it was hilarious when Matt was talking about not enjoying the package for Cinderella's Royal Table, and he said that getting the picture with a real native, and Newell goes waka waka. I thought that was awesome.
I didn't think anyone caught that.
That's awesome.
But I got a 10-year-old little girl here. She wants to ask you a couple of questions. Her name is Morgan.
I want to know how fast the Tower of Terror goes.
Too fast. Morgan, it goes too fast.
The Tower of Terror actually goes faster than the speed of gravity.
So more than 32 feet per second?
Exactly.
Wow. So how fast is that in miles an hour?
It's not a drop.
Yeah, you're actually being, exactly, Mike. You're being pulled. You're not actually dropping. So that's why you're going faster than the speed of gravity. If you let something float on your lap, it would float in the air. If you were falling at the rate of gravity, everything would fall at the same rate. So everything would just fall to the ground. You know, things on your lap would stay on your lap. But the things that you put on your lap start floating in the air because you are falling faster than the rate of gravity.
All right. So how fast do you fall?
I don't know. I just know it's faster than the speed of gravity. That's all I know.
So 32 feet per second.
Welcome to the Mr. Wizard Show.
All right, hold on. So I'm gonna figure this out. Go ahead.
Did you have another question?
How fast does a rock and roller coaster go?
Too fast.
you go from 0 to 60, right? 2.8 seconds.
When you first take off.
Yeah, when you first take off, so that's the fastest the ride's going to go.
Right.
And the ride goes, 0 to 57. Actually, it's 57 miles per hour in 2.8 seconds officially. So 57 miles an hour is the fastest you'll go on that ride.
So if I'm calculating this right, you drop at about 40 miles an hour on the Tower of Terror.
But you got to ask your daddy what happens at 88 miles an hour, because something really cool happens when you drive 88 miles an hour, especially in a late model 1980s DeLorean. Car. Yeah, DeLorean. It really goes crazy.
That's awesome.
Is that all your questions for us?
No, but thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
That Back to the Future reference totally lost on her.
Did she have more questions? I missed
that. What was that, Mike?
Did she have more questions?
No, she said that.
She said, yeah, but I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. We have our next caller in the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, Matt. It's Chrissy. How are you?
Good. How are you, Chrissy?
Christina, good. I have a question.
Oh, Christina. Wait a minute.
Wait, hold on. What area code is this?
Hi.
Wait, what area code is this?
240.
Oh my gosh! I think I know this. I think I know this caller.
Yeah, I think it's what's that.
Vaguely related.
Len, would you like to explain?
So for all of our live listeners, the caller is my younger sister Christina.
Oh no! Goodbye.
Married to
gotta
Dion.
Go.
of the infamous Christina episode, like what, 16? Episode 16?
72.
The best of WWE that came out this past week featured the Christina's episode.
So I have a question. I like the bloopers, by the way, mostly because of Len singing, and I want the uncut. If you sell the uncut, I'll buy it. So I have a question.
You don't have enough money.
Dion and I, you don't think? So we're thinking about going for 6 days at Christmas. And although I've been 500 times with Len around Christmas, I've never actually been in the parks on Christmas Day. And so what I'd like to know is if any of you guys have, and is it worth spending the $3,000 to go that week and not really ride many rides? Or should we wait and go like the second week in January?
Go the second week in January.
Yeah, go the second week in
January. You think so?
It's a nightmare in terms of crowds there.
But what if you like the crowds? What if you like being among the throngs of people? Just
I love just, the people.
I love the. If we've learned nothing in the last 32 years that Christy's been around, it's that she's of the people.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I was just thinking it would be lovely to wake up on Christmas Day. I had no idea if they did something special, like if there's some kind of special something. I know there's all kind of extra magic hours, but I didn't know if it was worth it.
Christina, I went to the studios on Christmas. It was pretty dead on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything special going on in the studios other than people, you know, saying Merry Christmas and things like that. But, you know, nothing that would be extraordinary from December 12th, for instance. But after Christmas, from the 26th onwards, it just becomes a sea of humanity over there. And it's really, there's just so many people there. I mean, I know you've been there, you've done it all, and you don't mind just walking around and stuff, but it's just ungodly. Like, you know, just to get something to eat, you're going to be dealing with the crowds, all those little things. And if it were me, I would, even though I know your background and been there, done it, I would still rather go in January where you could enjoy the parks completely at will to yourselves.
I, on the other hand, think, Matt, Christmas comes Christmas comes from the inside. Is can someone by the way sing the Whoville song from Dr. Seuss as I'm speaking here? Christmas comes from the inside. It's not external things.
That's right, Jack. Damn it. The bigger question is: when do they stop selling the gingerbread people at the Grand Floridian? Because that will really determine.
Even if they stop in January, they'll start preparing again for Christmas in July. So I mean, you got 6 months.
That's true.
My other question was how will Santa find you if you're in Disney World? He just knows
Santa
that, right?
Santa too lives within all of us. So.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Santa better find my tail. Yeah.
All right.
He will.
All right. Cool. I don't know. I go during Christmas. It's one thing to see the Christmas decorations before Christmas. It's another to see the Christmas decorations after Christmas. I think just.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
Exactly. It's what I'm thinking too.
All right.
Hanny and I are going down. Harry and I are going down the week between the 25th. Come on down.
All right. We're talking about it. It might happen.
No.
Thank you, guys. Have a good show.
Thank you, Christina.
Bye.
She's our favorite Testa.
Yeah, I believe that, too, actually.
407-278.
She's in the three. You really, that's what I'm shooting for here.
5939. We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hello, this is Mario.
Hey, Mario.
Mario.
Yes, super.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I have a question for you guys. on the touring plans, there's a high number listed for Memorial Day, right?
Yes.
And yet, right now, the part of the dining plan that extends to 2011 has the dates that cover Memorial Day. And I thought that was kind of a, I don't know, I wouldn't have expected the dining plan to be offered a day that's supposedly going to be very high in attendance. What do you guys think is going on there?
See, Memorial Day weekend is the 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st, with Memorial Day on the 30th. So we're predicting like 8s and 9s for that. It's probably based on this year's numbers on Memorial Day 2010. That's what I'm thinking. And I don't know if Disney's actually got park hours out yet for May, right? Do they?
No. It'll probably be about, my calculations are correct, sometime in November.
Yeah, so I would say, it's probably just an estimate right now based on last year. I would say give it, as soon as the park hours come out, we'll have more firm estimates then. It doesn't sound like that much, though. I mean, it's not going to drop.
It seems strange that I would think that they'd want to pump up the parks, the attendance, by offering the dining plan. It's like one of the 4 or 5 days that they have in 2011. They have like 3 different weeks that they have. And yeah. It just seemed kind of odd that it would span over a traditionally busy day of the year.
Yeah, the only thing I would say about Memorial Day is it's getting towards the end of the school year there, and for Florida residents might head to the parks, but I don't know that anyone's going to be coming down from Connecticut, for example, for a 3 day weekend when 2 weeks later school's going to be out and they can go for all summer. That's just what I'm thinking there.
Okay.
So you might see.
All right, I've already booked it, but I don't have much of a choice. But I was definitely curious, so I really appreciate the insight.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Thanks for asking.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Hey Matt, do you think Memorial Day weekend is going to host Star Wars weekends?
I think so. I mean, ever since they had that one year, where Star Wars weekends was only in June, I always have to there's always a chance not to. But if I was a betting man, I would bet money on it.
All right, cool.
Well, Newell, you asked for it. You got him.
Medina?
It's our good friend, Steve Medina from Miami, Florida. Online.
Medina, the game starts in 2 minutes. The game starts in 2 minutes. You're going to call me now?
Go Jets.
Absolutely. In about 2 minutes, the massacre in Miami will be...
Oh, hang up on him.
...will be beating up on the Jets.
It's going to be a three-way tie at the end of the year.
And I won't continue that. Absolutely not, sir. How's it going, guys?
What's happening,
good,
Stevie?
You? Hey, you're gonna be in Disney World next weekend?
No, not this weekend. I'm actually going at the end of October. I'm gonna be there on Halloween, which is why I'm calling you guys.
Oh, nice.
We're gonna do the Not So Scary on Halloween night.
Oh, awesome,
yeah, Steve! It will be scary.
nice. You have tickets already, Steve? Because I heard it sold out.
Yeah.
Really? Oh
yeah.
My God!
It might be.
No. It sold out like Monday.
Yeah.
Really? Oh wow, that's not good.
You got some. You're gonna have some explaining to do to Sylvia.
We're gonna have to plan B.
Plan B.
Yeah, Mike, just tell Sylvia. Great news! I just saved us $100.
Exactly.
$100 per, right?
Great news! I just got us reservations at Epcot.
If in fact I do get to swindle some tickets for this, what is the earliest I can get in with those tickets?
4 o'clock. 4 o'clock.
Yeah. 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah. 4 o'clock.
Cool. Wow. You really put a damper on me now.
Sorry, man.
Oh my goodness.
Check eBay. Check StubHub.
Oh, how expensive. Alrighty. Well, okay. Let me go ahead and let you guys go now because Jets are gonna lose.
Thanks, Steve.
Bye, guys.
Thanks,
Steve. Bye, Steve.
407-278-5939 is our number, and we have Jessica from New Hampshire. Hey, Jessica.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi, Jessica.
I have a question for Len.
Hmm.
I've bought your unofficial guide in the past. And as everybody knows, it's great for information, but it is a very big book. So recently for my birthday, I got one of those Barnes & Noble's Nooks, and so I can get some electronic books. And I also, on my phone, I can access my ebook library with the Nook app on my smartphone. I think you kind of know where I'm going with this, but I noticed that your book is not an e-book yet, and I was wondering, is your book going to be an e-book soon, hopefully before February?
Yeah, we're working on it. We actually did, in 2009, we did a Kindle version. In 2010, the 2010 edition was available as an Adobe e-book. So if you can read PDFs, you can read that. So if you type in unofficial guide e-book, Unofficial Guide Disney ebook, you'll find the link on Wiley's website. We're supposed to be working on Kindle and other formats, especially iPad, for the 2011 edition. I don't know when that's going to be, though. I think I'll check with Bob when he gets back from he's out of the office right now. But I'll check this week and post something on the blog. I know we're supposed to be working on it because every time I get an email request, I forward it on to Bob. So if there's if you want it to get heard. Send me an email and I'll forward on to Bob, Jessica.
Okay. Because I just thought it would be really neat to have the book at my fingertips on my phone, but not actually have to carry it around with me. That would just be really great. So I just didn't know if that was going to be in the works or whatever.
I have a PDF version of the book. It's really useful. It'd be useful like on an iPad. On a phone, you know, it's 850 pages. You're still scrolling through a lot for it. It's kind of useful at night if you want to plan for the next day, but it's still a pretty big book to carry around, just to access on a phone.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much for answering my question.
Thanks, cool. Good luck with your trip.
Thank you, Jessica.
Have a good night.
Matt?
Yes?
I just double-checked with DisneyWorld.com, and indeed, the 31st is sold out because, you know, the Jets rule and Dolphins drool. And
wow.
And I hear that a bunch of Jet fans are going to be there on Halloween. So that's a shame that they bought out all the tickets.
That's thanks for Steve and others that. But you always, the 31st, you almost every year it sells out. Oh, yeah. So you got to buy those tickets as soon as you have any inkling of wanting to go because, you know, you don't want to be in the situation that basically Steve is in right now.
I usually buy them just in case. And if I go, great.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably the resale market on that's got to be pretty strong.
Oh, I resold mine on eBay last year because we decided not to go for Halloween.
407-278-5939 is our number. I think this is the person that called in before. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Howie from Newfoundland, Canada.
Hey, Howie. Guten Tag.
How are things on your way?
Good. How are the igloos going these days?
It's early for igloos yet. Later on. question for you guys. This might be up your alley, Matt. Myself and my wife are going to go to Disney World for... we have 3 full days, the 8th, the 9th, 10th, and 11th of December. We're staying at the Beach Club. We're thinking about heading out of Epcot around 5 p.m., trying to get over to Fantasmic, which is 6:30 that night, I believe, and probably trying to head back to... Epcot for Illuminations.
Okay.
Is that going to be possible? I mean, the boat's going to be crazy with people. Are we better off walking, taking a taxi? What do you think?
The taxi's going to be your fastest, guaranteed, no question about it. Your other option, the other best option is you could walk it. That's going to be probably, you're looking at about a half hour walk probably from door to door.
Mm-hmm.
You said Fantasmic, is that 6:30?
I believe so, according to... Lensite.
Okay, what you should do is, this is what you should do. Have you seen Fantasmic before?
Yeah, about 2008, 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay. See the show. When the part when the boat, Steamboat Willie, thank you. When Steamboat Willie comes out, as soon as you see Steamboat Willie, pick up your family and leave. That's like the equivalent of the seventh inning stretch, the part where everybody it's the secret thing because all you're gonna miss, the boat goes by, everyone waves to you, and then Mickey is on the mountain, goes, some imagination, huh? And then that's it, show's over. So by leaving that way, you're gonna beat the whole crowd, and that's why I'm telling you to do this. So that way you don't have to worry about waiting through a sea of people to get to where you need to go. So that way, if you are gonna be walking to Epcot, you'll have no one ahead of you, really. And if you're taking the taxi, well, you'll still be a bit ahead of the whole crowd getting out also. So that's just going to, you know, make things faster for you. Show will be done about 7. You can get there at 7:30. So, no, you shouldn't have any problem at all.
A little tiny question for Len, if I might.
Sure.
Listen, we've always been there Easter week. I mean, last 4 years we've been there Easter, and the crowds are 9s and 10s all the time.
Yeah.
This is 1s. There's 1s and 2s and 3s. here most of the day, Friday and Saturday, Thursday and Friday anyway. Mm-hmm. How can you describe to me viscerally how different that feels?
When the crowds are tens, in the middle of the day, you probably can't see the concrete that you're walking on because there are other people standing above it. You know, with ones, twos, and threes, it's going to be, you know, with a one, you're gonna see huge gaps between people in the crowds, especially in the early morning. You know, after the initial wave gets through, it's gonna be completely different. I mean, it'll feel like there's almost no one in the park, even though there's probably, you know, thousands and thousands of people. It's a completely different feel. You'll see there won't be long lines to get food. You won't have lines in the bathrooms. You know, you won't when you're exiting the rides, you may be the only person within, you know, 10 or 20 yards of yourself. You may be the only people within, you know, 10 or 20 yards coming off the attraction, things like that. Pirates will almost certainly be a walk-on. Haunted Mansion will be a walk-on. You'll be fine.
So we show up, say, at Epcot, we're going to go to Magic Kingdom the first morning for early magic hours because we were early risers. And we're going to get out of there lunchtime. We're going to head over to Epcot. Future World is going to be half sensible at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, you might even be able to still be able to get fast passes for Soarin' at, you know, at 1 o'clock, right. Or, you know, and I would probably say that you could definitely get fast passes for either Soarin' or Test Track even as late as, you know, 2 o'clock. I don't think you'll have any problems there. Wow. You know, you might still see, you know, peak waits for those in the 50-60 minute range, but that's, you know, it's not 90 or 100 minutes.
Right.
You know, like other things, and the crowds will die down sooner too. It also should be easier for you to get dining reservations if you're going to Epcot.
Yeah, we've got a few reservations already. We're sticking to places we haven't been the last few years. We're going to try some new places.
Excellent.
And we're going with other children this time, so we're going to be able to take our time a little bit more, you know, and slow down, smell the roses, that sort of thing.
Yeah, theme parks for children are definitely overrated. I think they should all be for adults. I really do. So, you'll definitely notice the difference. And when you get back, let us know. Call back in and let us know how it goes.
I will. Thank you very much.
Cool. Thanks.
Thanks, Howie.
Bye-bye.
See you.
407-278-5939. And let's go over to the Nutmeg State. It's Ashley from Connecticut. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Matt. Hi, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hey, Ashley.
The Nutmeg State?
Nutmeg State.
How did you know that?
Well, he used to live there.
What?
Yeah, but even then, how did you know that?
I talk to Matt on Facebook every once in a while. I'm actually moving to Florida in a couple months, so I would just ask him questions about moving. So I have a two-part question. I'm leaving on Thursday to go down to the world, and we're going to be at Animal Kingdom Lodge for the first half, and then going to Polynesian the other half. How am I going to get there if I don't have a car?
Who are you going with, Ashley?
Oh, my husband and my stepson.
Okay. Until you got to the husband part, I was willing to trade you a ride in my car because I'm staying at three really dumpy offsite hotels this coming weekend.
Oh, no.
And what you had sounded better, but okay. You know, a cab is probably your best bet. It's
really?
Like $10-$15.
Oh, that's not bad. And then my second question was, that's the weekend coming up. It's for the big marathon that everyone's participating in. And the crowds...
Let's not get crazy. It's a half marathon. It's a half. It's not a full.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know. I'm not an avid runner, but all my friends are, and a couple of them are actually running in the races. But is it going to be a lot more crowded over the weekend just because Food and Wine's going on and the races are going on?
I think so.
How many people? How many people signed up for this thing? 10,000.
I'm going to say, Lynn, that we're going to be seeing about 15,000, maybe. So 15? it's a lot less than the normal. Excuse me, the normal crowd we see in January. The thing is, Ashley, it's probably going to be busy Thursday and Friday. I'm not sure about Saturday and Sunday. You won't have any. If I were you and trying to figure out what I was going to. Well, wait a minute. That's Saturday night. I keep thinking.
Saturday night. Yeah. Epcot will probably be busy on Saturday. I think.
I don't see
you're going to hold out Thursday. Friday, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Saturday won't be busy, especially in the afternoon. It's going to die down because people are going to start resting for the race. Sunday, you'll probably see, although Sunday's a travel day. Yeah,
you know, usually avoid Epcot on the weekends because of Food and Wine, because the locals come in. We usually do it either on the Friday night, and then we go back on Monday or Tuesday, because every time we've gone on the weekends, you can't even get in the line for the kiosk. are so, like, 30, 40 people deep sometimes.
I think Sunday morning is going to be a great time to go to any park because everybody who has run and all the people who will be at the finish line party, especially in Epcot Saturday night, we're going to be sleeping in on Sunday morning.
Okay.
So my thought, Ashley, is that you may not have a problem going to Epcot on Sunday morning.
Okay. Yeah, and then on Saturday night, you guys have that party after the run, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Where is that? Because I'm going to party for the census and the international thing. Where is your party?
Epcot.
Oh, okay.
World Showcase.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure. Okay, because my friend's going to run, and I didn't know how I was going to meet up with her afterwards, so I didn't know what was going on. Okay, that's good to know. Thanks, guys.
Cool.
Cool. Bye.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thanks, bye.
Have fun this weekend.
Thank you, you too.
407-278-5939. Elena, you saw something interesting on the internets.
I did. So I was looking on the internets. So I was looking for Steve Medina to see if anyone had Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party tickets for Halloween Day itself, for Halloween Night itself. eBay doesn't have them, but they're available for $166 each.
Ooh.
On StubHub.
Wow. Nice.
They get a lot of candy that night.
Serious.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Mark from Oregon.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, but my question was for Mike Newell in regards to, like, finding music. And I know he's been collecting for quite some time and that sort of thing. But it seems like all the podcasters and such, they, you know, because I listen to basically two other shows besides yours. And I don't know if you want me to mention those or not. But anyway, it seems like, you know, they always have background music. They always have the stuff that's not obtainable and that sort of thing. Was there at one time a way to purchase the music? Is that why everybody has it? Or did they just happen to go out and record it themselves and edit it?
It depends. A lot of it was released on the Walt Disney World Forever program, which was a kiosk that you would purchase CDs from. So I'm guessing a lot of that is from there. To be honest with you, what really happens is a lot of the guys that do podcasts were probably, you know, geeks like me, and we all were into that, at the time, or we became into that, you know, to add to our shows. So I think that's really more of what it is than anything else.
Okay. Yeah, because it's just so hard to find. I mean, I try to stay up on purchasing, you know, the albums from the parks and that sort of thing. I've even looked on, you know, doing all the searches on the different online stores and whatnot.
Yeah,
and it's just really hard to find any of the classic stuff. Thank goodness for Mouse World Radio, I guess.
I'm going to use that as a drop, I think, at some point.
Hey, my other comment, if I can, just real quick,
sure.
This is for Lynn.
Yep.
About a year ago, Lynn, I had emailed you because there was some discussion about, you know, the best steak at Walt Disney World, and everybody says it's Le Cellier. And I had written an email to you and said, hey, the best steak is actually at Coral Reef. And you had said, yeah, I'm going to go try it. And I remember on a back episode, and it's been a while, but I think you and your wife actually went there and tried it. And was I right or was I right?
I did, actually. It was pretty good. I don't know if it was if it's the best, but it's I mean, in terms of value, I think it's better than a lot of places in Walt Disney World.
Really?
It was yes, actually not terrible. I think I said on the show it kind of has to be, because if you've got people who are going and who like fish and people who don't, you really have to have something memorable for those people who don't to make it worth their while. Yeah, it's not bad. Try the steak. And I actually heard.
Yeah, no.
I think I heard from a couple other readers too, because I think we kicked this around for a little bit. We got a couple of readers from the Unofficial Guide who said the same thing.
Well, I hate to mention that at this point, since Le Cellier just went to two credits. But I was told that I had asked one of the wait staff there one time, and they said that the beef was actually from Australia. So I don't know if that's true or not, but it was top quality stuff, and we've had it several years in a row when we've gone in the fall on the dining plan, and it's been great every time. So,
and it's probably still a single dining credit, so that's great. Cool. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, hey, guys, enjoy the evening, and I'm over here on the West Coast where it's still light, and I'll let you guys go and enjoy the rest of the evening.
Cool.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for all you do.
Thanks, Mark.
Good talking to you.
See you.
All right, buddy.
That was good.
That's good. 407-278-5939
I can go for a steak.
I'm restarting
right
my
now.
Cam because Newell says he can't see me.
I don't see you on my.
Others were watching. I know that for sure. Maybe it's like.
Let me.
I just hit it again. So if you were watching, sorry, you got to.
That was the restraining order finally kicking in. No,
that's it.
I still see it off the air. That. So.
Got our next call on the line. It's somebody from New Jersey.
Somebody.
Hi, this is Joy from Jersey.
Hi, Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Yeah, how's everyone?
I know Joy. I've met Joy.
Good.
Yes, that's right. I have a question. What I called up to tell you is that we did a little bit like an experiment last month when we were down at Disney. What we did is, with DVC members, we were torn between should we use our Tables of Wonderland card or if we should do the dining plan. So what we did is we took how much it would cost us for the dining plan, put it on a Visa card, and used it all week long, okay? Uh-huh. Everything. Every time I put a piece of food in my mouth, it was used as a Visa card. At the end of the two weeks, we ended up with $286.79 left over. So it was a much worth, it really was worth it to use the Tables of Wonderland card.
That's a great idea, Joy. And a lot of people.
It's a great experiment.
Yeah, a lot of people always say, the dining plan. The thing they love is the convenience factor of not having to worry about the money. But I think what you did is perfect. Just get an Amex gift card or whatever.
It was terrific because I didn't have to worry. Oh my God, can't buy this now because we got to go eat later. You know, and we ate. We did a sit down dinner every day. It wasn't that we did appetizer and desserts. You know, so it wasn't that we just said, okay, let's just do it as if it was a dining plan. We just did it. I mean, three snacks a day, maybe we had, you know.
Yeah.
So I was really pleased.
How much did you save? How much was left over?
$286.79.
May I ask how much you had put on initially?
We rounded it out. It was it should have been a little bit more than
$1,500.
Uh-huh. But we just put $1,500 on.
And how many? Two people?
Three people.
Okay, wow. That's great. I think you did it.
Wow.
I think that was a very smart thing that you did. Thank you for sharing with the information. That's awesome that we got that worked out so well for you.
Take care, everyone.
Thanks, Joy.
Thanks, Joy.
Thanks, Joy. That's great. That's $20 a day. That's fantastic.
Yeah, not bad. 407-278-5939.
Hey, if Joy's still listening, hey, Joy, can you drop me an email with those details, please? I might put that in the book.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, nice.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who's speaking with?
Hey, this is Emily from Montgomery,
hey, Emily.
Alabama.
How's it going?
And good, thank you. I'm excited to talk to y'all. Hey, I wanted to know for all of you who participate in the podcast, what are your day jobs? Can you hear me still?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a little bit of an echo, but yeah, we can hear you.
What are your day jobs? Like, are they Disney related? Are they this podcast related? Or
you know that guy that honks the horn and drives a truck at like 4 a.m. and drives by your house on Mondays and Thursdays?
That's you?
That's me.
Funny because he really does come on Mondays and Thursdays.
I think my guy comes Mondays and Mondays and Thursdays. That's our trash, guys. I do web work, IT work. In my spare time. Actually, my real time. This is my spare time. Gentlemen?
What about you, Matt?
I do IT work, too.
I do IT work, too.
Wow, isn't that weird?
there is a weird correlation between IT professionals and Disney. It just seems to go hand in hand. It's a really weird thing.
That's strange.
Gotcha. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, thanks so much. And enjoy listening to you guys. And this is too confusing to listen to three different people at one time and me participate. It's easier to do it on the podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much.
Y'all have a good week. Bye.
You too. See you.
407-278-5939 is our number. Let's call her on the line. Hi, who's speaking with?
LocalNinjas.com. Yeah,
this is Kev Bot.
Select the city that they're looking
at. Kev,
how's it going?
Kev Bot.
Good, thanks. How are you guys? So I'm going to actually be in Disney World next weekend. And yes, I'm really excited about it. And
nice.
I'm taking my mom to Epcot. Last time I was there, I took her to the studios, and she loved it. She had a great time, but we wanted to do food and wine. Now, she's going to be in a wheelchair. She is mobile, but only for, like, short periods of time. So do you have any, like, tips for Epcot specifically taking her around?
Do it slow, Kev. You know that.
What's that?
That do it slow. Take your time, especially during food and wine. There's so much to do and see. Just you know, before you get there, just have it in your mind that you're going to take your time and really take in everything. You know.
Yeah, because she's actually never been to Epcot. Yeah. So she doesn't like thrill rides, but I know she's going to like Soarin'. We're going to do that in the morning. Take a break in the midday and then go back at night and do food and, like, in the afternoon and do food and wine. And yeah, we're going to just go a little slower and do any of that. What about attractions? Is there any, like, anything you need to know?
The only weird one is the land pavilion over there, because you have to, I forget how it works with wheelchairs, but I know strollers, you got to, like, park it on the right hand side. They don't let them inside, but, like, wheelchairs, I forget how that works, because they have there's escalators over there.
It's a hike. Yeah, the thing I was going to say is this. A lot of these attractions are huge. The pavilions are huge in Epcot. So even if you get to the entrance, right, you could conceivably still have a good quarter mile walk to the actual attraction itself. Make sure you figure out or ask a cast member where the farthest you can go in is with that wheelchair, and that'll minimize the amount of walking that your mom has to do.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Yeah, there's I'm being told, actually, a reminder rather, there's a great blog entry on touringplans.com about wheelchairs and accessibility. So, Kev, I don't know if you – I'm sure you follow Touring Plans anyway, but check out their blog. There was an article recently about that. That might be relevant to you.
All right, cool.
Yeah, Larry, yeah.
And one more. Are there going to be any more unannounced as of yet things for reunion or
– I'm sorry?
Are there going to be anything? Is there going to be anything new announced for reunion that I don't know yet? That I now have to save for.
In terms of hard events, I think we're at where we're at. Right, I'm not forgetting anything.
Yeah, we're pretty much done.
So
awesome! I snapped those up immediately. So
oh, cool!
Yeah. Nice.
I'll be there. I'll see you guys.
Awesome.
So hi to your mom.
All right. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Have a great trip, man.
Bye.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And let's take Jennifer from Nebraska's next. It's her turn on the show. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Jennifer.
How's it going?
I was calling one first to say that the whole IT thing, I believe it 100%. My husband is a senior software programmer guy. I mean, he does the software for energy companies. And, yeah.
He's so weird.
Going to Disney.
It's like there's
it
just,
really is.
There's this weird correlation between IT and Disney. It just seems that there's so many that are doing that. So I don't know why, but it just they go hand in hand.
I think it's every day, day in, day out, forced to look at numbers and letters and, you know, computer screens, and Disney kind of allows that creativity side to just let it run free. It's not tied to a cubicle, so. I think that might be part of it.
There you go. What can we do for tonight, Jennifer?
Well, we are coming back down to Disney in June, the beginning of June. So we are hitting up free dining as well as day days.
Okay.
So we're looking at a pretty heavy, you know, possibility of a crowd level for the time period that we're down there. So my question is, what are some hidden gems for restaurants that we can try while we're down there? That maybe the crowd won't be, you know, making that call every that morning at 6 a.m.
That wouldn't work.
Yeah, you know, the ADR concept. What are the second choice restaurants that maybe are actually really, really, really good, but they're just never something that people automatically flock to?
You know, Scott and I have this debate every once in a while. Go ahead.
I was just going to say one of my favorite restaurants, Jennifer, and it's easy to get a reservation for, is the Turf Club in Saratoga Springs. Newell loves it. I know Len's not as big of a fan of it, but I really enjoy that restaurant quite a bit, and it's very easy to get an ADR there for. Good food. There's slow service. You got to keep that in mind. I don't know why. It's just always slow.
It's not terrible, though.
Right.
But that's one that stands out in my mind. You guys have any suggestions?
Are you looking at in the park restaurants, Jennifer?
Either one. We're driving down
Okay.
Going to have our own car there. So we are absolutely, you know, we kind of been doing over the last couple of years more and more resort restaurants just because it does take us away from the park, even for 15 minutes, gives us a chance to recharge the batteries before we go back out again.
So we're open to either. With a couple of exceptions, like Ohana and maybe California Grill, you should generally be able to get into most resort restaurants, you know, if you're starting to dial, you know, 180 days out. Very rarely for those to be busy. Ohana probably would be. Chef Mickey's would probably be another. Okay. They'd be booked.
No character meals this year, and he's begging for no buffets, which I'm with him 100%. We're not a fan of buffets. There's just something about everybody sticking their hand into the same bowl of food.
What about big fans of. What about like Ohana, though, for dinner?
You know, we hadn't even considered that one, so.
Ooh, fabulous.
Scopo, what was the one that you were going to suggest?
Well, I was going to suggest several. I think that there are a couple of restaurants in Swan and Dolphin that are overlooked. One that has become a real favorite with me is, what's it called?
The Fountain?
The Fountain, yeah. Thanks, Len. I mean, great quality food there, good price. Very rare that you'll be shut out from there. I think that's a good one. Yeah, the other one is the Garden Grove in the Swan. But I wouldn't go there for dinner. That's a buffet. But I would go there for lunch. Matt and I have eaten there. It's a great place. So those two come to mind.
And Jennifer, if you're considering Garden Grove, go to restaurant.com. They have coupons for the Garden Grove.
Okay, so that is not we're actually taking advantage of the free dining food. You don't really want to pass those by. We're trying to come down two times next year. So, you know, one way to save that money would be to partake of free food.
Neither of those would work.
Pardon?
Yeah, cuisine counts. Yeah, it's on the dining plan.
Okay.
And you should be able to get into Cuisina. I just think the appetizers there are way better than the entrees.
I ate at Cuisina there this past Friday. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
But then if you're also near Epcot, Nine Dragons always easy to get into. Tokyo Dining.
We did Nine Dragons in March, and that was some of the worst food and worst service we have ever received.
Yeah, I believe that.
It's almost as soon as we walked in, and we felt like we had our waiter's foot on our behinds pushing us back out the door.
Oh, funny.
You know, get lost. We don't want to here. So that one's off our list for quite a while until they kind of, you know, bring the service back.
So Tokyo Dining, Restaurant Marrakesh. I like Restaurant Marrakesh. In fact, I don't know if I'll have time to do it this trip, but I got to get over there because it's been about a year since I've been to it.
Yeah, I like it quite a bit also.
Okay.
What else? Bistro de Paris, if you like.
I know.
A tip that Matt once gave me, which actually is still true: Hollywood Brown Derby in the studios. Generally speaking, you can get a reservation there within 2 months of your visit. Yes. Also, Melrose's. Yeah, also Mama Melrose's. And then Hollywood.
That's still a good. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hollywood Vibe, but that's a buffet, right, Matt?
Yes.
Yeah, so never mind.
Okay. Is Mama still a good idea to go ahead and go with the whole Fantasmic package, or is that just really at this point now that everybody walks in the gate at the same time? And
dun, 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 dun.
Uh-oh. Did I just open mouth and sore foot?
Yeah.
Get ready for a Hotchberg rant.
I'll be back.
I don't want to go off on a rant here, but.
So here's the thing.
I knew it as soon as I opened my mouth. I was probably going to get somebody in trouble.
Yeah, Jennifer, I'm not a huge fan of the package, just because of the seating, among other reasons. But the seating stinks, so you're kind of like deceiving yourself into thinking that you're going to get it's a good deal.
We've done it before. We just have not done it since the whole, you know, taking away all those wonderful Fantasmic options went away, and now we're down to what, twice a week maybe.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of why we were going, well, maybe we should go back and do that again. But we weren't sure if that was a good idea.
Yeah, it's well documented. I'm not a huge fan of it.
Right.
I understand why you would do it. And I really, it's hard for me to criticize you for doing that. It's just there's so many downsides to it. And, you know, you can get away with so much, you know, again, just give yourself plenty of time. And hopefully if there's two showings that night, Jennifer, always go for that second showing. It's far easier to get into.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have no problem staying up until we actually enjoy, you know, Magic Kingdom at 3 a.m. because you get a picture with Mickey and Minnie. So, that's not a problem. And thank you so much for these options, guys. We will definitely sit down and be looking at menus.
Thank you, Jennifer. Great.
Also, if you have a copy of the unofficial guide, page 424 lists how far out you need to reserve various restaurants and theme parks.
407-278-5939. Don't forget, also, you can join us in our chat room and watch a video of us right now live. Just go to live.wwtoday.com. You'll see all the options there. You can listen live. Well, you're listening now, but, you know, join us in chat room. You can see the video. It really makes it a lot more interesting. So we'd love to have you be a part of the show. So definitely go check that out. Just go to wwtoday.com. You'll see the link there to join us for that. People have been making comments about I've been drinking RC Cola on the air over here. But the you know what's actually funny is I got a message from someone who listens to the show who's the marketing manager at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
And he goes, love what you guys do. Keep it up. So I just got to say, you know, I just wish there was more opportunities to get more Chick-fil-A because I just love a good chicken sandwich.
Well,
had Chick-fil-A yesterday.
He may love what we – or she may love what we do, but I love what they do. Tenfold.
Yeah.
Yes, they're just so tasty.
And you know what? Oh, can you bring some up to New York, please? Please? Please?
you don't have Chick-fil-A?
I'll bring wrappers up there. I don't think there'll be any sandwiches left.
No, but. I want a restaurant. We need Chick-fil-A up in the north.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Amy from Kentucky.
Hey, Amy.
Hi.
Wow, you sound awfully clear tonight.
I'm on the house phone, but it still kind of breaks up a little bit.
Well, it sounds good.
Okay, so I'm coming down to Disney World from October 1st to October 8th.
Oh my gosh, I'll be there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Are you going to the touring plans meet at the cantina?
You know, I think somebody mentioned something to me about it. So yeah, no, I'm kidding. Of course I'm going. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good, because I told my friend that you were going to be there, and she got really excited because she thought that the authors from the unofficial guide were going to be there. So that was kind of like the turning point for me to convince her to go.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, really?
Yeah. She's not really that involved with the Disney community, so. Oh. I said, yeah, unofficial guide. The authors are going to be there. It's like celebrities. We have to go.
Yeah, okay. She's going to be sorely disappointed, I think, but okay. All right.
Oh, no, she's going to bring her unofficial guide, and I'm going to bring my unofficial guide and everything. So, yeah, get them autographed.
Thanks.
Okay. So my question is, on October the 2nd, that's the big big marathon night and everything. And right. On that night, the Magic Kingdom is open till midnight. And we are planning on going there and probably staying till midnight. But the transportation back, we're going to be staying at Pop Century. So it just hit me, hey, is there going to be trouble with transportation getting back to Pop? Because that's kind of close to Epcot in that area.
On Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. With all the runners and everything?
No, they'll route you around it. They'll probably take you the back way to Pop, so you probably won't go past that intersection where the intersection of Pop and Wide World of Sports. They'll probably take you around.
I don't think the runners will be. I don't think we'll be anywhere near that area, really.
Yeah.
Really?
So I think you'll be fine. No, Mike. They'll take them through the backside, so they'll make a. They'll make a left and then a left again to get into Pop Century. They're not going to...
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And a left, yeah, the back way, yeah. So if you go back by Fort Wilderness that way, they'll probably take you that way.
Oh, yeah, past Golden Oak, and we'll get to see all the riches that we're missing.
Yeah, right. There's somebody who's putting down a down payment on one of those things. I got to get to know this guy better.
Oh, nice. That's nice. Either that or get into the realty business and just get in that way.
That's insane. I mean, they're nice houses, but I hear Disney doesn't want them to become vacation rentals. So they're actually going to be populated like actual family homes. So I really have to find a rich friend.
Can you imagine if like All Star Vacation Homes had a home in Golden Oak?
Awesome.
No vacancy. All right, and my other question was, I'm going with a family who is doing the free dining plan, but mm-hmm. I'm an annual pass holder, and I'm going to be using a Tables in Wonderland card. Will mm-hmm. that be a problem with splitting the checks at the table?
Nah, it shouldn't
at
be.
At the restaurant?
No, not at all. I mean, the worst case okay. scenario is you ask for two separate checks.
I've had issues, actually, Amy, with Tables in Wonderland. If you uh-huh. if you have a Tables in Wonderland card for each check you're splitting, it's not an issue. The issue becomes like you and I go to a restaurant. You have Tables in Wonderland card. I don't. And then you want to split the check, applying the discount on both bills. I've had issues with it. It usually requires you to be like, oh, really? Come on. And it depends on the manager. But I've had issues. I'm just telling you what I've had in the past. So.
But they have free dining. So
oh, free dining. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
they have
free dining. Yeah, okay.
Never mind.
Yeah, it's just going to be me using the Tables in Wonderland, and then they're getting their food free.
Yeah, so you'll be fine.
I've never done Tables in Wonderland before. This is my first time doing that. First time at Pop.
Wow.
First time Magical Express. So we'll see how this all goes for me.
You'll be fine. So one tip on the Tables in Wonderland thing. Put it next to the credit card that you're going to use to pay for the meal.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise you'll forget to take it out and you'll lose the 20%. I do it all the time.
Oh, I literally
yeah. So I literally turn the Tables in Wonderland card on its edge, stuff it in where my credit card is, so that I can't miss it when I open my wallet. Cool. And even then, sometimes I still do.
Nice. 407-278-5939 is our number. And you know what? I want to remind all of you that our sponsor of today's show is AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling and special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 126,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Mm-hmm. Visit AllEars.net today. So thank you very much, AllEars.net, for your sponsorship once again. And it's back to your calls here on WW Today, and you know, it is, of course, September, almost October, in fact. It's the last Sunday in September, so we're, you know, if you've got your questions about the fall, if you've got questions about Mickey's Not So Scary, food and wine, this is a great opportunity to have your calls answered, and, you know, 407-278-5939 our number. So let's keep things rolling here, and we have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name's Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from, Michael?
Mississippi.
Great. What can we do for you tonight?
I just wanted to make a comment and ask a question, please. A couple of episodes ago, y'all were rating the Magic Kingdom restaurants.
Yeah.
And you made the statement you would be curious to know how many repeat customers Cinderella's Royal Table had. And I just wanted to tell you that we're a family who are repeat customers.
Really?
Really?
Yes, yes, yes. We enjoyed... my daughter's 16th birthday was last year, and they seated us near the windows so we could watch Wishes through the stained glass windows. It was great.
Wow.
It was great.
Michael, can I ask you why you keep going back?
My question. What do you like best about it?
Yeah.
It was just neat being in the castle, you know, and
can
we were able to be there on a extra hours night, so we were able just to leave the castle and then go do the rides, and the right. crowds were very light, so it was great.
Michael, can I ask you that, you know, you eat your meal there and you're spending like $60, you know, for an adult for the meal, does that bother you? That doesn't bother you at all?
Well, the food is not worth it. You know, it's not worth the price, but mm-hmm. you know, the experience is.
Okay, so for you, the experience is more important than the food.
Well, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's fine.
So, still. That's not bad.
You know, we thought it was pretty, you know, it's worth the price just to be there and okay. to have that time. But my the second part of my call was we're going down the week of Thanksgiving and are going to be going to the very Merry Christmas party for the first time.
And nice.
Yeah, like to hear, you know, you guys take on a first time adventure on that thing.
And I think we need to call on our own Father Christmas, Mike Scopa, for this one.
All right, Scopa. Mike, here, a couple things. What you should do is a day or two before you're going to be attending the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, go over to the City Hall, unless they have them as you walk underneath the train station, and grab a little map that talks about the party so that you can become familiar with what is happening on that particular night for the party, especially the times for the parades and the fireworks, because too many times people assume that the fireworks will take place during those party nights the same time as the non-party nights, but that's not the case. So you need to be familiar as to what's going on, where you're going to get cookies and hot chocolate, the parade, when the parade's going to be going on. Other thing is that a couple things we all pretty much agree upon is that on those party nights, you want to be, if you really want to be doing the attractions, you want to do the attractions during the first parade performance, especially in Fantasyland and Tomorrowland, because most of the young families will be watching the parade, the early parade, and then do the fireworks, and then they'll leave. So you want to do that. You also want to try to do the early early performances of the shows. One of the shows that is real popular is Celebrate the Season, which is on the which is in front of the castle. That's something that you might want to wait until later on in the evening, just before either just before or right after the last parade performance. You'll find that the crowds are really heavy duty for the first 3 or 4 hours, and then they'll slowly die out. Finally, one of the things I wanted to point out is that when you are there for the party and you want to watch the fireworks, it's really, really advisable to watch the fireworks from, I would say, 50 feet in front of the partner statue, because you really want to see the projection images that are going on in the castle. There are a lot of people who will go down to the Rose Garden, and that's all well and good, but the fireworks will be off center. They'll be to the right of the castle, and you'll miss the whole effect. So you want to do that. I think that you need to plan to put as a priority all the special things that happen that night, and if you can, get in some attractions. But remember, you're paying a lot of money for 5 or 6 hours worth of time in the park, and you already have admission to the park, and you can do your favorite attractions during the day. So just keep that in mind. Just make sure that you prepare as best as you can for the party. The other thing, one more thing, I would eat dinner about an hour before the party starts, and maybe you could set up an ADR in the park for about 5 o'clock. 6 o'clock, and take care of dinner just before the party starts.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. We appreciate it. We enjoy the show, and y'all keep up the good work.
Cool.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Good luck. Bye-bye. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. Always good to hear different opinions. I was interested to hear Michael's take on the price, and I'm kind of glad that he thought it was expensive also, and the food wasn't very good, but you know, that to him is worth it. So, you know, to each their own. Good. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And, take our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Brian Lemieux from Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Hey Brian, what can we do for you?
Hey. Well, hey, I've been a big Disney fan since I was a kid. I lived just outside of Anaheim and went to Disneyland almost every year with my family and band trips, and then moved to Michigan, and now I drag my kids to Florida with me just to kind of get my fix of Disney World. And I've been I think I've been talking about running lately. 3 days a week I'm listening to WDW on my iPod as I'm running in the morning, and won't be able to be at the marathon, but I'll be running with you.
Cool. Thank you.
Other question. I've been doing a little research online, and the Fantasyland expansion.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard some rumors that maybe they're reconsidering some of the castles that they're going to be putting in, maybe because it's too girly.
Yeah. We've heard similar stuff too. So I think actually there was an official announcement by, was it Iger?
No, I think the story I heard was Tom Staggs, the guy.
Tom Staggs, that's
yeah, the head of the parks, and don't get me started on him. The story goes that he, who had his only boys, claimed that he saw the plans, said there was nothing for boys there or not enough, and so the plans were altered.
I think they're just looking for. Well, I think the result is true. They're looking at the plans again and trying to figure out what can be boy themed there. Whether it's because of his, you know, whether because one guy in a multi-billion-dollar corporation is making a decision based on his three people in his family, you know, it's probably a convenient excuse. My guess is they surveyed the hell out of the guests, and the guests said the same thing. And this is sort of a folksy sort of excuse for doing the same thing. Well, you know, our president looked at it and said that, you know, he's got only boys and there's nothing there for boys. You know, never mind that, you know, 50,000 guests said the same thing, right?
Uh-huh.
I could be wrong.
Yeah. That and the lights of winter are obsolete.
Yeah. That's obsolete, right. Technology.
Old technology.
Yeah. Old technology. Oh, Jesus. That's classic.
Sorry,
I've been getting on Google Earth and trying to watch the progress. Have you guys heard the latest on it?
I saw some tweets earlier this afternoon that there was some vertical progress being made.
Yeah, there's they've got cranes all over there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Cool. Thanks, Brian.
Hey, guys. Thanks for what you do. Yeah.
Thanks. See you.
472-785-9939, and we have Jim from Maryland. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how's everything going?
Great. How are you?
Good, thanks. Two quick questions for you. The first one is, has anybody ever used a babysitting service? I'm going down soon, and I'm wondering if anybody's ever used a babysitting service. And second of all, I'm going to be staying under two different reservations while I'm there, and at some point in time, I'm going to change rooms. Does it make a difference? Does your stuff get moved any faster if you move rooms within the same resort? Basically, somebody is not kind enough to let me stay with them while I'm down there, but I'm going to go down a couple days early. So I'm wondering if it just makes everything easier.
What?
I've never used a babysitting service.
I was actually referring to his other question about the moving between rooms.
Oh, sorry. I've done it once with using Disney. So I've moved myself all the time. I've done it once asking the bell service at Disney to do it.
They watched.
I think I actually said this on a show. It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Good.
I was going to say, Jim, did you say that you're changing rooms at the same resort?
Yeah, I mean, I have a close relative who's kind enough to put us up for a couple nights, and we're going to go a night early. So it's just kind of like, I mean, we're supposed to be staying at the Boardwalk, and so I'm just thinking, other than the fact that the Boardwalk is the size of a small country, it might be difficult enough. You know, it might be easier just to. It might not make a difference. So
yeah, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Can
anybody ever use babysitting?
I've heard nothing but great things about the babysitting service. I haven't personal experience, but I've heard. Yeah, not yet. Exactly. But
all right.
I've heard nothing but great things, so I wouldn't have any hesitations about it, Jim. Are you talking about things like the Sand Beach Club, Sandcastle Club, or the Neverland Club?
No, I'm actually talking about like something. My understanding was they have babysitting service where somebody actually come to your room while you're there. This is the easiest babysitting service in the world. Like the kid will be asleep, you can just sit there and, you know, watch the top seven reasons or the top seven top things over and over and over again for a couple of hours. It's the easiest gig ever.
Yeah, I want to say we had a show a little while ago now, and Deb from All Ears was on with us. Man, it hadn't even been a live show, and I think she had said that they, again, great reviews. Check All Ears Net for some reviews of their Jim. I think they've got some good feedback on that site.
Great. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, sorry about that. I misunderstood the
Yeah, the second part of the question, sorry.
Question. Yeah, sorry.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And let's go to, I think he's in Jersey, I don't know, but St. Chris on the line. Hey, Chris.
Gentlemen, I'm going tomorrow morning. I'm packing up right now.
Oh, my bags are packed.
How long are you staying?
I'm ready to go.
Let's see, I'm going from tomorrow through Thursday, October 7th.
Oh, cool. So you're going to come to our touring plans meet on Sunday at Epcot?
Oh, Sunday, amazingly, Sunday, he's like, I actually have plans to be at studios.
Smart man.
Why? No one goes there.
maybe because I wanted to see Fantasmic, and at this point it looks like that's the only day we're going to be able to do it, so.
I'll give you my schedule offline, and maybe we can see each other.
Yeah, send it over, and I do have a question for you.
Yeah, sure.
which I also asked you offline, but you didn't get back to me, man. So I'm on you. I know where you podcast.
I didn't,
and I'm here.
So I didn't.
Up. Well, see if you remember this one, Len.
Okay,
Monday and Tuesday, October 4th and 5th, we are planning basically not to be in the parks. We want to go to Harry Potter at Universal. We want to go to Typhoon Lagoon. Which one would you do on which day?
That's a great question.
And do you think it matters?
Not on a school day in the middle of October. The water parks aren't going to be particularly crowded because most kids are at school. And usually the parks don't get crowded till later in the week. Like Thursday is the most popular day for water parks. I would say Monday's probably better for the water park, and Tuesday's probably better for the Universal. That's just a guess.
All right, if one day has better weather, we'll do the water park on the better weather.
Exactly. I think that's actually how I'd pick it. I wouldn't even look at the I wouldn't even worry about the crowds. Let me just check real quick, because we did a water park best days blog post. Let me check that out real quick.
Awesome. All right, excellent. And the rest of the family doesn't know, but through a secret source, I obtained the entire entrance music loop from the Magic Kingdom. And
how'd you manage that? Just kidding.
I can't reveal my sources, Len. But I'm. We're gonna be. It takes us about an hour to get to the airport, so.
Yep.
That's our travel music. That's the start of our day at about 4 o'clock this morning.
So I think you're better off doing Monday at the water parks and Tuesdays at the studios or Universal Studios or Iowa.
Yeah, you think so? What's your data say? Just that. Universal's better off, or Typhoon's better off on one day?
So the water parks actually have it's not a great day for the water parks, but that has to take into context that it's in October, whereas we generally measured that in July. And then for the water for Universal, Tuesday is either the lowest or second lowest day for both parks of the week. So overall you're better off doing that.
All right, so Typhoon on Monday, Universal on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm assuming the weather holds out. Yeah,
of course. And and since I've got you here now, I want to put you on the spot about these extremely high crowd levels at Epcot on Wednesdays at this time of year, which I see that you adjusted down on touringplans.com.
Yeah, we're looking at it. It has to do with, if I recall correctly, it has to do with the way that extra magic hours are being distributed. Around that, I know Fred was looking at it. I think it's all corrected now, though.
Yeah, I saw that the numbers, the crowd levels at Epcot went down from like about an 8 or a 9 to about a 6. I realized when I look at you have little tables that say how a 3 or a 6 or whatever translates to how it feels or how long the wait you have. The difference between a 3 and a 6 at Epcot is basically almost nothing because of your statistical distribution.
Right, because of the way we So we should have used, well, we could have used sigmas, and we didn't. So it's percentiles. Yeah, I understand.
But good news for me because this Wednesday I'm going to be at Epcot, and I'll give you some feedback on the lines, sir.
Yeah, let us know, and use the lines app if you get a chance.
If I get any Wi-Fi, I don't happen to have an iPhone or one of those fancy things.
Android, Palm, BlackBerry, rats.
Yeah. No, I'll just text you every time I get in line.
That's great too. I'm on an unlimited plan. It's all cool, Chris.
Personal service.
Thanks, Chris.
Hi, Len. Hi, man. 35.
No, wait, 40. No, 45.
Nice.
That's awesome. I hope we get to meet him. All right, cool.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And let's take first, it's Phil from White Plains, New York. Hey, Phil.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Good, and congratulations, I guess.
Well, that we won't go into that right now.
Oh.
But anyway.
Sorry.
I just wanted to let you guys know that Evelyn and I are looking forward to seeing you guys this coming weekend.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be there. That's awesome. That's right. Phil, is it your wife that's running?
Evelyn's going to be running the half marathon.
There you go. That's right. I remember.
Yeah, and we're planning on going to Mr. Scopa's meet on Friday at 2:30.
Woo!
Well, it's not mine, but thanks for coming.
Right, and we're planning on going to the meet on Sunday.
Great, thank you.
And I just wanted to know, Matt, are you still planning on meeting us Friday night at the ESPN?
Actually, Friday night. I'm trying to think about that. I'll be at the Sunday meet for sure. Mm-hmm. Len's meet.
Woo-hoo. Okay.
So if you want to meet there, that might be the better alternative.
Hey Phil, don't forget to tell your wife if she can find me after the race on Saturday. Free alcohol.
Oh yeah, no, we're gonna track you down.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna track you down.
Funny.
All right. Well, look, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys this weekend, and have a good evening.
Awesome. Have a safe flight, Phil.
Take care.
Hey, Phil, actually, are you flying from White Plains, from the airport?
Yeah, we're flying out of Westchester County Airport.
Oh, nice.
Have a safe trip.
Cool.
Alcohol okay. After 13 miles. Wow.
Thanks. 407-278-5939 is our number, and we have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Nate Enthusiasm.
Nate!
Hey,
Nate! Hey. Nate, can you turn down your radio?
That's you guys. Okay, yeah. How's it going, you guys?
Good, how are you, Nate?
I'm doing good. I'm stoked for Foodie Fest. I'll be down there on, this weekend, this coming weekend.
Great. This is a big weekend, huh?
Wow. It's going to be an awesome weekend.
Nate, are you going to be wearing your shirt?
Yeah, I mean, yes. I'll wear it on the 4th.
Now he is.
He was considering going topless.
Yeah, he's going to get out of the dumpster.
I can't understand.
The live performance of that song. That's what I would like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you heard it? I just sent it to Mike.
I forwarded it to the guys because it was so good.
It was great. I enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you. am I live at this second?
Yes, you are.
I'm a little scared that you just asked that. But go ahead.
I thought this was like a hold line, and then you would put me on the air because what I'm hearing on the computer is completely different from
this is
my
line.
Voice. But yeah, well, I do have a question though. I'll be going down for my birthday, obviously, next week. I'm bringing a friend who's never been there before. We'll be in Epcot the whole day on the 3rd. I think I'll be at the meet at 2:30 at the Tepino. Yeah? I don't know. I should. I'll go. But I want to show her around and make sure she's having a good time. You know, that, I mean, she doesn't get bored and be like, oh, okay, let's go to this meet. You know, she'll probably want to get on rides. I will say this, just like the song I said, or just like the rap I did, as soon as it hits 9 o'clock, I'm running to Soarin'. So I'm just like, you know, after Soarin', you know, come 11 o'clock, I just don't want her to get, you know, bored. And I'm not saying you guys are boring at all. I'm just saying, you know, like.
No, I understand what you're saying. I mean, someone who doesn't listen to the show would not get it, and obviously not that interested. I wouldn't blame them. I mean, you know. So mm-hmm. That's a natural thing. So, I mean, it'd be great if we could, you know, if you could stop by and say, hey, but we totally understand that, you know, you're there with someone else.
Yeah, I want to show her all around the world showcase in the world. And she's awesome. Like, oh, my gosh, you're going to Disney World. Oh, are you guys going to Mickey's Not So Scary?
Friday night. It's not going to be. It's not going to sell out. When Medina was on earlier, and said that you know he wanted to go for October 31st and it was already sold out. I literally went on mute and bought my ticket online because I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna be like Steve and have to explain to people why I'm not going. So.
Oh anyway. Man. Well, I was planning to buy mine the day before, like when I got there, when I checked in.
Yeah, you can.
Is that
you
good?
So you should be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that's it. And if anyone is listening, I will be the one in the hula costume dressed up as a hula girl for the Mickey's Not So Scary.
Nice.
Oh, no, I got to get another costume. Thanks, man. Thanks.
That's funny.
All right, cool. That's fine. I'll go something else.
4727 85 939. And next on the line, we've got Claire from Wisconsin. Hi, Claire.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Outstanding.
That's awesome. I had a quick question and another request.
Okay.
My question is, I'm going to be going down over Thanksgiving, and I was wondering if they were doing the illuminations, like the holiday tag, over Thanksgiving, or if that's just around Christmas.
Ooh, that's a great question. Thanksgiving, they should have it. They should have it for Thanksgiving, because, I mean, Osborne Lights start on the 8th, right, November 8th?
Yeah, I think you'll see it by Thanksgiving, yes.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Oh, that's great. Awesome, that's good. My request is that it took me 2 years, but I finally listened to all 777 episodes of your show.
Wow.
Holy cow.
And I know, it really helped me with my school year last year. I'm a teacher, and it was kind of hard, so you guys really cheered me up after school. And I was wondering if you wouldn't mind recording another 777 episodes over the next 2 weeks so that I could get through this year as well.
Hey, yeah, are you busy on Tuesday? Because, you know, we could totally do that then.
we're all good. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, great!
It might sound exactly like the older episodes, but that's just a joke between all of us and you.
Okay. I'll just pretend that I've never heard any of it before.
Well, Claire, have you listened to all the live shows?
The ones that were on iTunes, I think I did.
Okay, because you could go back to, if you go to the website, there's a lot of live shows that we've done, both like these kind of live shows as well as live shows from events, and they weren't in the iTunes feeds, or they were at one point, but there's a lot of audio there that you might have missed on that one, so that could be a good option for you to check out.
There you go.
Awesome. I did not know that.
Yeah, just
I will start. Huh?
I was just going to say, just go to www.today.com and you'll see the, there's the live show area over there, and you can click and you can see all of them listed in there chronologically, so.
Oh, that's great.
Not only that,
well, I'm going to start listening.
Good. In the order that were created by time.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you can start listening to the really old ones where the sound was terrible and it kept cutting out, and then to the really good ones. Like, tonight's been really well.
Yeah, so. It's all Newell, so.
Yay, Newell.
It is.
I only figured it out last week. Awesome. I only figured it out last
all
week.
Right. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Claire.
Thanks, Claire.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
407-278-5939. And let's keep things going here. Still a little more than a half hour left in this live show. Love taking your call. That's why we're here. And we've got our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Carrie from Titusville. And more importantly, it's Team Goofy and Team Newell.
Hey, happy birthday.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
It's Carrie's birthday today. Say happy birthday.
Good.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I actually just got home from the park.
Woo!
Good way.
Yeah. My mom and my daughter and I, we went out today to hang out and have fun. And she got to ride the Barnstormer for the first time today.
Oh, awesome. How was it?
It was very fun. She thought it was great. Grandma was a little nervous, but she was excited by it.
I'm always worried about being able to get out of the ride vehicle when I'm done.
That's true. It also needs a little bit more padding, too. All those little heads bouncing around.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so I'm going to be there this weekend, too, and I'm running, and I'm totally nervous.
How's your training been?
It's been pretty good. I work some weird hours, so not probably as good as I hope, but I'm hoping stubbornness will get me over the finish line.
That's fine. How long has your long run been?
I've gotten up to about 10 miles, and I can do between, like, 12 and 13-minute miles, so... but I'm still, I just want to finish.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Okay. So you'll probably see me stumbling on, you know, along somewhere along, hopefully over the finish line at some point.
Cool. Well, look look for us after the after you get done, and then if we don't see you after right after the race, then we'll be back in Epcot on Sunday.
Oh, sweet! We'll be hanging around that day too with some friends for, you know, eating and drinking around the world.
Yeah, we'll be at Hacienda at 2:30 at Mexico.
Oh, sweet! Very cool. All right. Well, I was just calling to say hi to you guys and say hope you have a good race. If I don't see you, then you know, hopefully we'll all make it over and have a drink.
Cool. Cool. Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you.
And we'll see you. Right. We'll see you Saturday, Sunday.
Good luck. All right. Bye, guys.
Let's get things going here. Next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Calling from Orem, Utah. And I just have to say, we just finished going to the park last week and had an absolutely fabulous time. We stayed at Sculpin Towers.
Nice.
Yes. We also use the unofficial guide, and you can ding it if you want. One comment we had to make, and in fact, my wife and Valerie and I had made this comment, that we realized that the bus system from Pop Century at the end of the day at both the Magic Kingdom and also at Epcot was absolutely the worst. I hate to say it. It wasn't very good. We actually had to wait 2 hours on both nights just to get
back onto
the transit system. Yeah, 2 hours. In fact, we started timing it because it got so bad, we started timing it. But it was 2 hours after Illuminations, and then we waited and watched Wishes the other night, and we ended up having to wait 2 hours to get back on the other night. But other than that, what was really interesting is we were looking at the other resort buses coming through.
Yeah.
And they were coming through 3, 4, and 5 times faster than what the buses were coming through on Pop Century.
Wow.
I just want to give you a heads up that we just kind of experienced that. And that was the only thing that we just struggled with. And so just wanted to pass that along.
Wow.
Wow. I've never heard of waiting 2 hours for a bus. How long was the line at the end of those 2 hours?
Oh, gosh. Well, if you've been in waiting in the line for Epcot, you know how it's at the very end of turnstile? I think it's number 12.
Yeah.
We were going all the way back to where the actually enter in that area, you know, where the actual little office is for where the bus drivers go.
Really? All the way back to the information desk?
Yeah, all the way back there to that desk.
Oh, that's got to be.
And then,
that's got to be 100 yards.
Oh yeah, yeah. And like I said, it was interesting because we were watching, you know, the transit system go to all the other resorts 3, 4, and 5 times faster than the buses would come for Pop Century. It was really interesting. And then when we were at the Magic Kingdom, we were out on I think it was number 13, and oh gosh. The line was clear back almost to the information desk there as well.
Jeez.
When we got out of Wishes. So it was not a pretty sight. And the parks weren't that crowded. I mean, the longest line we waited for, and by the way, again, thank you for the guide because that was fabulous. We also have the lines program. We downloaded that. It was totally worth every penny of doing that. So I totally encourage anybody to use it. I have an iPhone, so we used it. And in fact, other people were coming in and asking us, so what are the line weights and things like that? Awesome. Yeah, it totally worked. It so saved us in walking and our feet and all of that. So it was worth it. But holy cow, it was just the lines were just forever. Well, I mean, the waiting time for the buses were forever, but the longest line we waited on was for the Aladdin's Magic Carpet ride, and that was 20 minutes. For the whole 6 days that we were there, that was the only line we waited that long.
Nice.
That's great. Yeah, very good.
Yep. It was awesome. Like I said, we watched the lines program and just seeing what lines were what, and it was like, okay, we're not going to go to this park today because, or this one because, and it was fabulous. So I have to tell you, thank you, guys. It was absolutely probably the most magical time we had. We celebrated a birthday and an anniversary, and it was absolutely magical.
Cool. Thank you, Jim, for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. I'll relay your comments to Henry, the developer of Lines. Thanks very much.
You bet. Have an absolutely awesome night, and thanks again for your programming. We listen to it all the time.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
You bet. Good night.
Right. I had no idea we had listeners in Utah. Wow. Making headway.
All right. There we go. Yeah. That's one more state off the map.
We have our next caller in 336, I think, is North Carolina, right, Len?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It's Greensboro.
This is Jay from Snow Camp. Right Jay. Here, Lynn, in between Lynn and Annette. So, so I was calling with a couple of questions here. One is I wanted to tell you our plan for dining going in January and see what you think, all right? So I got several different restaurants we're going to go to. First is we just got to do Sci-Fi. We're going to do that.
Ooh,
then we're going to get the... Well, hang on. Then we're going to get the Fantasmic dinner package at Mom and Mel's Rose because we want to be able to get seats. And then we're going to go to Tony's Town Square because all my friends on Twitter are talking about it. And then how about Rainforest Cafe in Animal Kingdom? And then we were going to finish it off with T-Rex in Downtown Disney. And we were going to.
You forgot Cinderella, Jay.
Bongos.
Bongos.
Did I get that right? Did I get every bit of it right? What did I miss?
Cinderella.
Nine Dragons.
I think you're in for a memorable trip, Jay.
Well, we were going to invite Hotsburg to join us and pay for his meals if he wanted to, but I'm sure he would rather eat peanut butter and jelly at home. But I got actually a couple of serious questions for you. One is, I was going to ask, Lynn, I had a question about, I saw in the unofficial guide, there's a smaller room in the California Grill. What's that all about? You know what I'm talking about?
Is it the private room at the California Grill?
VIP lounge.
I don't know much about it. I just was wondering, is that something, you know, we're going to send my parents on their 45th anniversary. We're going to get them a dinner at California Grill. I was wondering if that room was anything to know about or ask for or any of that. I just have no idea what it even is.
Mark says it's the Napa room.
It's the Napa room?
Napa, N-A-P-A.
Okay. And what, what is it? What does it do? I mean, does anybody, I'm sorry, I just saw something on chat. Mike Scopo, well, it was like kissing your sister. That's pretty good. About T-Rex. Anyway.
It's a great line. I missed that one.
If it's your parents, though, right? But if it's your parents, Jay, the a view into the kitchen, right? See, this is the bar in front of the kitchen is a better thing to see what's going on in terms of the cooking, and you get the occasional sample there too.
Okay. I was just trying to figure out what would be the best experience for them there. You know, it's going to be great, but just being in California Grill, I think. But I was just wondering if there was anything I was missing with that.
If your parents are into if they're foodies, if they're into food and cooking and stuff like that, I'd get the kitchen seat at the bar. Otherwise, if you can get a table by the window, I think that's also memorable.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was actually thinking about. And when do you have to kind of make that? How do you make that kind of request? Can you do that ahead of time in any way? Do you go up to the California Grill like the day my parents are going to be there and say, "Hey, tonight my parents are coming. Can you see them by the window?" Or how do you handle that?
I'd make the request both when you make the reservation and then when your parents get there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And
are they celebrating something special?
What's that now?
Are they celebrating something special on your trip?
Yes, the 45th anniversary. We forgot 40th, and 50th isn't guaranteed, so we're doing 45th big for them.
Yeah, so I would say it exactly that way when I made the reservation.
Okay. Well, we've got the reservation, but make sure to add that back onto it. Okay.
I would call back and add that to the reservation. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And on a different question, I was looking at Lyons recently, preparing for our trip in January, which is great, by the way. Lyons is terrific. I'm glad you have it.
Thanks.
Do you have to have it, does it work through a wireless network or does it work? I mean, I have an iPhone, but it doesn't work as an iPhone. It's somebody's old one. Can you hook into a wireless network while you're into the parks to take advantage of it or can you not?
Yeah, if Disney did it, it would work, but there aren't any publicly available wireless networks in the parks. That's the problem.
Okay. I thought that was probably the case. So, and I got a couple other real quick questions.
Sure.
One is, where can, our daughter is turning 8 when we're down there, and we're going to get, we were looking at possibly getting the hair braids for her. You know what I'm talking about, the hair braid wraps?
Adventureland?
Anybody know? Yeah,
Adventureland
has them.
I think, is it Africa in Animal Kingdom?
Okay.
Yeah. Those are the only two places I know of.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's one in the studios, but I can't think of one.
No, I think those are it. And I know because I think my hand has got both of them done. One thing is though on those, Jay, getting those out is like an hour's worth of work.
Okay, well that's why I wanted to ask. I
still do it. Yeah, my daughter loved it, but after after a few weeks, when she wanted to take it out, it was I think we ended up just cutting her hair.
Oh. A little bit of work. Okay. We'll be prepared for that. Okay.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you. And can I ask one last question about Rose and Crown?
Sure, go for it.
Do you get can you order from the pub menu at Rose and Crown, or do you have to actually be? You can. Okay, just sit at the table.
Yeah, it's a great okay. Tip right there.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thanks. I really appreciate it, and we're grateful. And so, Matt, did you enjoy the soft drinks?
I did. Was that you who sent it? I mean, I forgot. I have the list downstairs. Thank you so much. Yeah, Jay sent me a list, a box of real Southern food. You can see RC Cola, Moon Pies, and two other things I haven't heard of before.
Nice. Thank you, Jay.
This is ridiculous. So, all right. Well, thank you all for everything you do. And all righty. Y'all take care.
Thank you, Jay.
Awesome. See you guys.
You bet. Bye-bye.
407-278.
RC Cola and Moon Pies.
Yeah, you sent me Moon Pies, RC Cola, and these other two, Cheer wine. Yeah, that's the
one. It's like a cherry flavored cola. Yeah, it's like
it's something else.
Anyway. That's funny. Those are all classic Southern foods.
Hi, we're speaking. We have our next caller on the line from New York.
Yes, hi, Chad from the Bronx.
Hey, Chad.
Chad.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's up, man?
Not much. First time, long time.
Where are you from, Chad? What part of the Bronx?
All right. Well, just so. You know where I'm coming from.
No, I don't.
Bronx.
Chad, what part of the Bronx are you from?
Yeah, what part of... Chad.
My wife is not of the Disney fans.
Okay.
So she basically put a moratorium on any Disney vacations anytime soon, unless I run the marathon.
Oh, cool. What kind of shoes are you wearing?
Well, I actually started training, so... Looks like we're going to make it.
Awesome.
I just had some questions about how it works with the marathon. Now, I know that they said that with the medal, you can come in on Monday for free. That was the last announcement.
Yeah.
My question is this. If you end the marathon, you're in Epcot, right?
Yep.
And I'm assuming... they don't kick you out without a card after you've run the marathon.
You actually finish outside the park.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. You run through the park, then out behind Wonders of Life into sort of a barricaded area. You don't end up in the park, I wish.
Okay. So if you wanted to, celebrate your marathon by hitting Captain EO or something like that, you have to have a ticket.
Park ticket, yeah.
Oh,
or, you could just stop at 26 miles even and not run the last two-tenths and say, oh, whatever.
Yeah, I'll hightail it so that I can squeeze the Thorin in.
Exactly. I don't know that you want to run 26 miles, though, in exchange for a free park admission. At that point, it just finished.
I don't think so. I should be thankful I'm getting to go to Disney. So, all right, no problem. But I guess I'll be able to come in the next day with my medal and not have to worry about it.
Exactly.
All right, cool. I guess that's it. Thanks so much. Love the show.
Thank you, Chad.
Hey, good luck, Chad. Good luck with your training.
Hey, Chad, we tried to get your attention before. Where in the Bronx do you live in?
I live in Riverdale.
Noel?
No, I know Riverdale. Okay.
What's that?
All right, there you go.
No, I'm from the Bronx, too. I was asking where you're from. That's why.
Yeah, I moved from Pelham Parkway area, and now I'm in Riverdale.
Well, I was from Pelham Parkway area, too, so...
I had a girlfriend one time from Gun Hill Road in the Bronx.
Really?
All right.
Yeah.
I know it well.
Wow.
I took the 6 train up there.
No, you don't.
Yep.
You take the express.
The 6 doesn't go near Gun Hill Road. Where you guys from Brooklyn make me laugh.
On the 6.
That's right. 407-278-5939. Let's just say they call it Gun Hill Road for a reason. Let's move on to our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Oh, this is John from Ohio.
Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
That's good.
Hey, just got a couple questions for you, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
Simple stuff. Two of them. Going down this November,
as part of a wedding pre-planning trip, and actually it's the first time we're around for all the Christmas festivities. We're going to try and get not so scared, listen to me, very Merry Christmas party. We've never done that before. What special stuff is there to see, to do, like must-do stuff that we should hit?
Father Christmas.
I think that's my cue. Yeah. The thing is, John. Every year the last couple of years they've changed. Last year they added a replacement for a very popular show, the Night Before Christmas show at the Tomorrowland Galaxy Theater. They replaced it with a Stitch show, which did not go over too well. I don't know if they're going to do that this year, but I had told a caller earlier in the show that when you go down a day or two before you go down. Try to get a brochure, a party brochure. You may have to go into City Hall in the Magic Kingdom to get it. Try to get an idea as to what's going to be there for this year. Specifically, you want to be aware of the times of the shows, the times of the party, times of the show, times of the fireworks and the parade, so you can plan accordingly. There will be several shows that are really entertaining, very, very high-powered entertainment shows that you want to take part in watching. You also want to think about if you want to do the attractions, you want to do the attractions during the first performance for the parade, which is usually about 8:15, I guess. So if you want to do anything in Fantasyland, specifically in Fantasyland and Tomorrowland, you want to do it during the first showing of the parade. You want to, again, take note as to when the fireworks will take place, because if the fireworks are really, really spectacular on party nights, and you want to watch them from Main Street USA if you can, so you can get the full effect of all the images that are projected onto the castle. We recommend that people go to the second performance for the parade that evening, and the best place I'm thinking now this is becoming my favorite place to watch the parade is in Frontierland now. So you may want to think about doing that. Celebrate the Season, which is one of those shows I mentioned a few minutes ago. I like to see that to finish off the party. I go to the front of the castle after the last parade, and I watch the final performance of Celebrate the Season. And one of the reasons why I've watched that with Annette, we find that there are – you know, everybody is making their way to the exits. They're trying to get to the monorail, and there's not that big of a crowd in front of the castle, so you can get a real good spot to watch it. But those are several of the things that are going on. There's also cookies and hot chocolate and things like that. But again, what you need to do, it's very important that you get that brochure as soon as you can, a day before, so you know what you're going to be doing, so you can plan it the day before. One of the things you don't want to do is you don't want to waste your time while you're in the park that night, because you're paying top dollar for a couple of hours of access to the park. So it's best to get that brochure a day before and get an idea as to what you're going to do.
Okay. Awesome. I've done the Not So Scary a handful of times, and we go down so much. Attractions aren't the big thing for that. It shows, and to be honest, Christmas freak here, so it's trying to get as many, like, fun Christmassy looking photos in the park as humanly possible. So those are the fun things. The other question I have for you guys is in February, we're actually my fiance and I are getting married right there in Walt Disney World.
Congratulations.
What's that?
Congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm paying another way right now. We are staying at Caribbean Beach, but we're thinking of actually upgrading to the Polynesian theme park. I guess my question would be, is the concierge level really something that sets it up over the top that would make it worthwhile? I mean, it's a pretty good jump price-wise between just theme park and then the theme park concierge.
Oh. Polynesian?
Let me ask this, yeah, this question, John. How many times do you plan on getting married?
Well, end of the day of the week. No,
no one but us is listening right now. It's cool. Go ahead.
He doesn't listen, so that's all I know. Well, just the once, and that's why the thought really sticks out. You know, we're going to do it. Let's just do it right, because the Polynesian is always something that we think would be fun to stay at, but we always look at the price and say,
Yeah, you know, really? So here's an idea. Here's an idea, man. So this, the Poly is my favorite resort, and the concierge at the Poly, I think, is the best in Walt Disney World. You could do a split stay, right? A couple nights at one hotel, a couple nights at the other.
Mm-hmm.
And that would save you some money. So I think, you know, after like, it's great for a couple days at the Poly, but after like the third or fourth day, then you start thinking about whether the money was actually worth it. I would say maybe end your trip with a couple nights at the concierge for the Poly. This way you're not spending, you know, all of your nights there, and you are saving some money, but right. you still get to see it.
John, I agree with Len. The Polynesian concierge is the only concierge that's, it's not, never, not, none of them are worth the money, but this one's definitely like the best of them all. And certainly for your wedding, I think it's worth it.
Most romantic resort. It's yeah. the best concierge.
I was going to add on the touring plans blog, Caroline posted an interesting article. She's written a lot about the concierge level service at Walt Disney World. So if you want to check that out, John, that might be a good resource as well.
Most definitely. We'll check that out. So thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John.
Congratulations. Good luck.
407-278-5939 is our number, and let's keep things going here with our next call. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Everett.
Hey, Everett, what's on your mind?
I'm from Old Orchard Beach. Just calling to tell you I'm looking forward to the reunion.
Nice.
I am bummed out that I didn't get the desserts of the lights.
Neither did Newell, so don't worry about it.
Okay. What I'm really calling about is to make some comments on previous shows.
Yeah.
You mentioned something about Wi-Fi a couple of shows about it not being available at some of the resorts. Animal Kingdom actually has it for their DVC people in the lobby.
Really?
Yeah. And so know. And Boardwalk does too. Now
the Boardwalk has Wi-Fi. Boardwalk, In the lobby.
Yeah. Okay. They also have it if we were on the we had a Boardwalk view down there. We were up on the top floor, and I got free Wi-Fi from Big River Grill.
Wow.
And Big River Grill's Wi-Fi is a very strong signal. It gets all the way down to the bakery.
Wow, I mean, that's lucky that you were able to keep that signal.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, you had
like an iPhone or something?
It was on an iPhone, yeah. And it was such a strong signal that it messed up my walking program that when I started walking and the Wi-Fi cut out, it wouldn't cut back into the phone signal. And it was really, really strange.
Hmm.
While we're on Big River Grill, too, Walter mentioned that you can't get an ADR through Disney.
Yeah, they're
that's right. Yeah, you have to call. Yeah,
they do call. If you call ahead, they do call ahead seating. I called in July for a call ahead seating in October and got it.
Wow. Oh, cool.
Wow.
Thanks, Everett. Appreciate it.
And, yeah, one other thing, too, is keep reminding your people to ask cast members if they don't pay anything. What happened to us, we were at the Boardwalk. We got a bus going to Magic Kingdom because we wanted to go to Comic Cafe for breakfast.
Yep.
And we just mentioned to the bus driver that that's what we were doing. He says, keep an eye on me. He says, if I give you a finger thumbs up, he says, I'm going to take you right over there.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Happened twice to us down there.
Really?
Yes.
Really. That's great.
Matter of fact, the second time we were on the bus, the only bus that's in the fleet that has a hidden Mickey.
Nice.
Cool.
That's interesting. I know the bus has had hidden Mickeys.
Yeah, interesting.
Huh, there's one bus in the fleet that has a hidden Mickey. Cool.
Keep an eye out for it.
I will.
Len, you got a quick announcement here.
Oh, I did. I wanted to congratulate our developer, Henry, for winning the D23 scavenger hunt. Apparently, over 2,000 people just competed in this, over 500 teams, and Henry and his team won.
Wow, 2,000 people?
I know, 2,000 people, yeah, so it'll be interesting. 330 questions, I think. It'll be interesting to see what kind of loot he gets from that. Anyway, congratulations. Have a safe drive home.
That's awesome.
Is Henry going to be there this weekend, Len?
No, not this week. He'll be down later in October. We tried to get everyone together, but he already had plans, I think. So he'll be down in October, I think middle of October, and then we're all meeting in Disneyland. Oh, I'll be in Disneyland the last weekend of October.
Cool. We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Leslie from Michigan.
Leslie or Wesley?
Hello?
Hey.
Leslie. L-E-S-L-E. Leslie.
Hey, Leslie.
What's up?
Yes, I might be going down in mid-October. I was wanting some tips for last-minute travel. I'm not sure if I'm able to go yet. I was wondering if you had some tips for last-minute travel.
Do you have a hotel yet, Leslie?
I've got family that lives down there in Central Florida, including my mom. Which, by the way, I'd like to congratulate my mom over online. She just got hired by Disney down there.
Cool. Awesome.
Session training next week.
good luck.
Yes, I don't have to worry about getting my tickets in. I guess my mom said she gets those kind of tickets or whatever. And,
you'll stay with your mom then? Are you primarily interested in airline, last-minute airline tips?
I work for an airline, so I don't have to worry about that either. I was more wondering about dinner reservations and stuff like that. Is there a way to get last-minute dinner reservations?
No, but it's interesting you bring that up, Leslie. I would actually tell you, it's kind of hard to plan this, but it seems we've kind of talked about this in passing in past shows, but the power of walk-up reservations now seems to be the most prevalent that it's ever been in the recent past. I mean, it just seems like there's always a lot of availability now, much more so than there was in the past. And I know, Scopa, you ran into a lot of this in terms of having a lot of great success, in fact, with popular restaurants with just a walk-up.
Yeah, you're right, Matt. I mean, Leslie, I mean, there have been times in the last year where I have walked up to many restaurants, including Yak and Yeti, The Plaza, Le Cellier, I'm trying to think if there are any others, in which I've called an hour or two before Disney Dining and asked for an ADR, and they said, we're booked. And then I've walked up to the restaurant podium, and I've asked, and they've sat me down. So Matt's right in that there is always a strong possibility that you'd be able to do a walk-up, especially if you are thinking about eating at, let's say, between 2 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon for lunch or an early dinner. Think about things like that. The highest probability of success will happen between 2 and 4 p.m., and it would be for lunch. I can't say that you'll have the same type of success with dinner, like any time like from 5 o'clock on, except maybe around 8 o'clock. In some cases, rare cases, but try doing from 2 to 4 at any time, and you might, you know, you might be surprised.
Okay.
Cool.
And is the front of the monorail still closed?
I believe so. I have not heard of anybody riding in the front since the accident.
Yeah. It's over a year now.
Yeah.
And my daughter's a big, huge Tinkerbell fan. Now, what about getting her to see Tinkerbell? Is that going to be a huge problem, or how long are the waits for that usually?
You know, believe it or not, I don't spend much time over there checking that out.
I don't believe it.
Exactly.
Is that for the waking thing?
You mean the princesses?
Yeah, Tinkerbell.
If you get there right at 10 o'clock, the waits aren't bad. But anything after that, you know, set aside an hour.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Go with the
power.
Go with the calendar too. The calendar's probably.
Yeah. Cool. I hope that helped him out there. Let's move on. We got time for another question or two, or a call or two. So let's keep things going here. We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Jim from Jersey.
Hey, Jim.
Jim.
Yes. How you doing, Matt? What I wanted to talk about was a couple of my unique experiences I had down in Disney in August merchandise returns, fast pass, and past experience of stroller rental. But with merchandise returns, I was down there in January, and I purchased a pair of sunglasses for my daughter, and I figured, hey, you know, Disney store doesn't take returns from the parks anymore. I'll return them when we go down there because it's not what she wanted. So when I went up to the cast member, they refused to take the return because it wasn't within 90 days. So,
fair enough.
I thought that was odd. So I said, well, what stops me from going to another cast member with no receipt? So I went with no receipt, and they did take the return. So I thought that was very strange that they have a policy of 90 days, and, you know, visitors don't go there every 90 days.
That's cool that it worked out.
That worked out. And then the other one was the child swap with Tower of Terror.
in December when I was there with my family, we had an infant with us, and they mm-hmm. actually had us bring the stroller through the entire queue line and take an elevator down. And this trip, they made us do a child swap and wait outside.
Yeah.
So there was nothing to stop us from doing the child swap two times in a row and then getting out of line and then going right back and using it immediately.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I mean, the way the child swap works is, you know, you're supposed to wait in line one time standby. And then the next time you're supposed to wait in line, they give you the fast pass so you can bypass the line for the second time. But there's nothing wrong with using the child swap multiple times. There's no rule against that.
Well, I kind of, you know, the way I did it was wrong. Basically, got a fast pass out of it.
Yeah. Well, that's great that it worked out. But yeah, that's interesting. They let you take the stroller through.
Excuse me?
It's cool that they let you take the stroller through a while ago. That's really unusual.
Well, they did that in December. They didn't do that this trip. That's what I thought was odd, because December, all the way through.
Yeah, that's someone dropping the ball there, but that's okay.
But, you know, thanks for the radio show, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jim.
See ya.
I think we've got time for probably one more call over here. Here's our last call of the night. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Natalie in Oklahoma City. How are you?
Natalie.
Hey, Natalie.
Hey, I have a bunch of little questions for everybody, but I'll be quick since I'm the last caller.
Now, take your time. You're like, you know, we have to stay open until you leave, so go for it.
Yeah, great, I love that idea.
I will stay open, yeah.
Well, I've been listening since the very first show. Actually, the last time I asked a question was episode 92.
Wow.
And it was the classic, why, Disney, will you not let me spend 2 days in one day instead of by a park hopper? You know, by an 8-day...
If I had a nickel.
Yeah. Yeah, but come on. That was like over 600 episodes ago, so I wasn't educated yet. My first question, I think I know the answer to, but Lynn, I kind of just want your permission to do this. We're going the end of October and first week of November, and I bought the AP originally just for me so I could get the discounts, which aren't as great as they used to be, but I still get them. Yeah. And I'm now thinking of upgrading the whole family so we can just do 2 or 3 trips this year. This first trip we're taking, though, we're going with another family, and we're going to do Typhoon Lagoon, Blizzard Beach, and Disney Quest. So I'm wondering if I should just upgrade everybody to the premium annual pass, because I actually think the difference kind of works out where it would be the same. And then does that sound right to you?
So you're doing 2 water parks and
Disney Quest. Just in the first trip. So I feel like any trips we did after that, if I bought the premium annual pass, those would kind of be just a freebie.
Yeah, I mean, I think the break even for the passes is 3 visits to those things, right? The your next visit, you'd be saving money. Yeah, that makes sense, especially if you're going to go back like during summer when you'd actually have a higher probability of using the water park stuff. Yeah, I think that's not a bad idea.
Okay, good. Now I have permission. I can tell my husband you said it's a good idea.
the other thing you might want to look at, just to look at it, is the 10-day the 10-day premium Magic Your Way with the water park.
No expiration?
Yeah, okay. Just look at that and see what the difference is in those 2 things.
The difference is. Okay, yeah, because for kids, and I may go back one time without kids, but just with friends, so that might work out better. You're right.
Yes, yeah, so just check out the kids, because really what you're getting out of that is the park hop option, right? I mean, that's what you're getting in the pass, right? Yeah, okay.
Well, no, I mean, I got the annual pass for me for just the discounts, but I'm thinking we could easily do a summer trip. So we're going to be spending probably 6 days of admission this time, so I think it might be worth it to get all the kids even the annual passes, just on the admission.
And that's the thing. So it's the 11th day of admission that kills you on the Magic Gear Way tickets, because you start over, right?
Okay.
There's no 11 days. So if you're using 6 now, all you got to do is do 4 more in the next, you know, 11 months and 3 weeks.
And I'm even.
And it makes sense. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, Matt, I had one for you. Was the only day that we will be able to see Fantasmic when we're there is going to be Halloween.
Okay.
And I saw that they're showing it only at 7:30. Do you think there's any chance they would add a 9 o'clock?
I would hope so. They haven't quite adjusted the October schedule yet. Sometimes they like to wait until the very last minute, you know, with like within a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
If they, you know, it has happened where they'll go into a month and they don't change it, and then they as you get to like the first 2 weeks of the month or so, it changes and they add it. I mean, obviously, you could. It's kind of weird because the rest of the month, every other night they're showing Fantasmic, right. There's two different showings. I would not be surprised if they added a second showing on the 31st, especially considering that now Not So Scary is sold out that evening.
Right.
And in fact, you know, they like to generally have two showings of Fantasmic on a night where the party's going on just to help displace the crowds a little bit who aren't going to be at the party. Mm-hmm. So it is – I see that, and it's really weird that it's the 31st is the only day in October that only has one. I'm just thinking that they just haven't evaluated that date yet. Maybe they're just lumping it in with November because November's the same way still.
Right.
Because they added September, and originally September was just one. Now every day was pretty much two, except for the 26th, which was weird, which is today, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would have hope. I wouldn't tell you to bet on it. I wouldn't tell you, oh, yeah, it'll definitely happen. But I would be more surprised than if they didn't do it than if they left it as is. So, but if that's the case, if there's one show, just give yourself plenty of time. Like, we're talking like 90 minutes.
I know. And see, I'm really hoping they'll add a second one because we're in Epcot that day, and I don't want to have to leave Epcot at 6 to get a seat for Fantasmic. But
yeah.
We may have to. We're actually going with kids that have never been. We're going with another family. I kind of got inspired by the show you guys did when, Lynn, you took Hannah and her friends, and I thought, I can do this. And the more it came down to it, their parents really wanted to see them at Disney for the first time, and so now the whole family's going. And we kind of feel like we have to show them Fantasmic. We can't miss that.
Yeah, it's a great show. So.
Yeah. I mean, do you have any ideas for anything else to do on Halloween night around the boardwalk? We're staying at Swan and Dolphin. They don't trick-or-treat or anything on the boardwalk, do they?
They do trick-or-treating at Downtown Disney. It'll be a madhouse, yeah. But they do that.
Yeah, I kind of figured, especially with the party sold out.
Yeah.
And then we're actually checking out on the 4th, which is a Thursday. But that Wednesday night, if I just stayed really, really late at Hollywood Studios, what do you think my chances are of glimpsing any Osborne lights would be? Are they testing at that time? I mean, I know it doesn't officially open until the 8th, but I've never been down there that early to kind of have that transition between Halloween and Christmas.
What day was that?
It's going to be the night of the 3rd, which is an extra magic hours at Epcot. So I'm thinking I could maybe hang out in Disney Studios for a while and then go over to Epcot. But
if they do testing, I said doo-doo, it'll be I think it'll be so far after park hours that you won't be around for that.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
I may just have to fly home after the rest of my family just so I can see it on the 8th.
Exactly.
I love it. I'm telling you what, the first time that we went and saw Osborne Lights, I felt like I was drunk. It was so much greater than I thought it could have been. And, you know, I'd love to see it again. So we will have to do it. But, well, thank you guys for putting on such a great show. I listen every night as I fall asleep and have woken my husband up many times laughing, which he doesn't appreciate.
Well, thank you. So, thank you, Natalie. We appreciate you listening.
So keep it up. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, that was Natalie. And, you know, I said that was our last call of the evening, but I think we have one more.
All right.
Well, it's our
last. Hello!
Our real last caller of the night is Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey Skinny. How are you?
Hey, girl. Are you Skinny Minnie? So excited about the marathons, the half marathons coming up.
Yeah, Teresa, you're not doing that, are you? I mean, you do about a marathons.
She ran today down on Fifth Avenue, right?
Yeah, not this year because I'm poor. I'm lacking funds. I don't work for Disney anymore, so I don't get my sweet deals anymore. So this year I'm going to be fans the Mickey and Goofy and Donald medals. So, but that's okay because I already have eight. 9, 10. Well, I guess there was 3 times 4 equals 12. Yeah. It's already at 12 of them. That's okay. Yeah. So are you running the half this year? Are you running the full?
I'm doing the half. I'm not that crazy yet to do the full. I was thinking this morning, I mean, yesterday after I did the half, I woke up this morning and I'm thinking, oh my God, how do these people run 26 miles the day after running, you know, 13. It just amazes me. Unless everybody is doing, when they're doing the Goofy, they're doing the slowest they can do with the idea that the next day they would be doing, you know, twice as much of a distance. So, I mean, that must be part of it. Is that how you did it, Teresa?
Yeah, like I ran the Goofy, and then like the next day, like I mean, last year what I did was I took an ice bath like the day after, like the day of the
and it
was the most painful thing I've ever done, like the ice bath. But you know what? It saved me for the next day. You know, like, and I actually walked for most of the way for the half, and then I was able to. I actually run fairly, like, you know, like enough, like to get me through. So then I don't get swept. Like my fear was getting swept. So
yeah.
You know, when I first met you, like it was after my first Goofy, I believe. What is that, like 2007?
Sixth or the seventh.
Yeah, I think it was 2007. Yeah, that was my first Goofy, first time I ever did anything like that. But I think that definitely you should run the. Run the fall, like maybe you're not this year coming up, like not next year, then definitely the year after, you know. Nope. Like maybe by then I'll have enough funds to go back. So
you never know, another 25 pounds and maybe I'll be doing it, who knows.
You'll definitely get there. And like, you know, I think like every pound that you lose is actually 25 pounds of pressure off your knees.
Yes.
Len, are you running the full or the half?
Haven't decided yet. I got to make a decision here in the next couple of weeks. I'm leaning towards the full. I just got to worry about how much time I have working on the website and book and stuff like that for training. So we'll see. I'll make a decision here. Let me run this next week and I'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, like this. So this year it's not really selling out as quickly.
No, I think it's a problem of they may have too many options for the runners, and I think that's a case where people are thinking, well, if I'm going to do a half this year, I'm going to do one where I am guaranteed good weather. I think that the weather from last January is having an impact on everyone. So people are probably thinking, I'm going to do the Princess or I'm going to do the Wine and Dine. Although obviously there's a big difference when you're talking at 10 o'clock. A 10 p.m. start, so that's I think that's the big draw to Wine and Dine, not just that it's an October half marathon, but it's a nighttime half marathon. I think that's intriguing to a lot of people.
Hopefully I'll get to do that. Well, good luck to you guys, and you know, like I'll let you guys know about when my infomercial is gonna be airing. So like
keep waiting.
Like I'm the crazy infomercial girl, so awesome. Well, good luck with everything, and maybe I'll see you guys, you know, like for one of the races, like, you know, hopefully next year. And definitely, how much is the Wine and Dine this year? How much was that?
What was it, Len? 135? 140?
Yeah, 135, yeah.
Yeah. That's another thing. Those prices are going up, too, and I think that's discouraging a lot of people, too.
I think so, too,
Last year, I think I paid over $300 for the Goofy.
Yeah, I mean, $300 is like an airline ticket somewhere else. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, that's why, like, last year I also ran. I ran Disneyland. I figured, like, I'd get to do the Disneyland while I could, like, you know, and get the coast to coast medal. But you know, I don't think I'll be doing that for a while. But you know, like now, one of my friends actually ran a race this morning. One of my friends is actually going to be running the full marathon this year, like just because of the park admission the next day. So is that a park hopper or is that just like a regular offense?
Exactly.
So that'd be worth it. Like maybe if I have enough funds, I might run it. Like as of now, probably not, since like I spent a ton of money running, paying for the New York City Marathon and everything. So,
nice. Oh, you'll be rich from all the money you're gonna get from the infomercial. So.
We'll see what happens. But right now, you know, the infomercial and those random background work. But you never know. We'll see what happens. So I just wanted to wish you guys good luck and have lots and lots of fun. I wish I was running it with you guys, but you know, have a great time. Jared's actually recording some stuff tonight, so like you can get on. But I'm having serious computer issues. Like I can't seem to listen to an entire podcast. Like so, I have no clue what's going on. But it's extremely windy in New York, so maybe it's like knocking my internet out or something like that. So, all right. Well, like, thank you guys. Keep up the good work, all of you guys, and have a good night. Can't wait for the next one.
Thanks,
Teresa.
Thanks, Teresa.
Good luck.
Okay.
See you, Teresa.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Well, that's it for us today. I want to thank our sponsor, AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland. AllEars has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all our resorts, sections on traveling, the special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to AllEars, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 126,000 subscribers to receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. I want to thank all of our listeners as well, everyone who called in, chatted with us, listened to us. We always appreciate you guys making this an interactive show. So thank you guys so much for being a part of WGW today. And that'll do it for us today. We'll find our older episodes, read our show notes, or send your comments. You can visit the WDW Today website at WDWToday.com. For Len Testa, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, I'm Matt Hochberg. We'll see you on the next live show.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.